It's not part of the recording. Where is it? We're missing somebody. Announcements about instructions for the Shir Suda from Reb Moshe Aaron, but I was asked to announce something different in an unrelated topic. A number of people have come over to me to be ma'orer that the calling out in Shir has gotten a little bit out of hand, and when it's kept to a minimum, it makes the Shir Geshmak, but when it's too much, so then a lot of people lose focus and it makes it difficult. So Reb Moshe Aaron asked me to please ask the Olam to be considerate. And before you say, call out something and share, think twice, three times, maybe four times about what you have to say. There is Night Seder for asking questions. And there's after share. We asked our designated chazan to not start Ashrei immediately after share is over. So there is a minute or two after share to discuss things. But please keep things to a minimum. Thank you very much.
There's a very important announcement after share about the details of the Suda.
Shnayim Echad Matala, someone asked me today, even if it's a Metziah, Zeh Omer Ani Metzasiyah, V'Zeh Omer Ani Metzasiyah. Why is it in Yachloiku with a Shvua, why don't you ask anyone that was there? They were through running for the Metziah, maybe there were some other people available, ask them, and the answer is in a chanami. If there are two Adam that say Reuven picked it up, what's gonna be the din?
What? That was not a hard one yet.
And if there are two Adam that they both picked it up together, Kimat Emisitim for a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Bizman Shiyeshlam Adim. And there's a machloikas achroinim. What does it mean Bizman Shiyeshlam Adim? One kind of Adam that they picked it up together, or two kitois that are trey trey. What if there's only an eight echad? What if there's only an eight echad? By mitziah. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah. By coincidence, there was an eight echad that says Reuven picked it up first. What would be the din? The emes is eight echad is not believed by momenes. But maybe this hope sounds familiar. I'm by mitziah. Maybe the eight echad that says it's Reuven's two things should maybe cause that Reuven shouldn't have to swear. Because it's a big yisoy called Eid Echad Nisayeya Pathers. Alternatively, also, maybe the Eid Echad should be Mechayiv the Shimon, the Bisurah Shvur Deraisa. And you know what? Maybe in Chanami. But the case of the Mishnah could be going in a case when there aren't Eidim. It's simple enough. Oh, but by Mekach Memkar starting the Sugbi did yesterday, the left Zuzi Mimanokit. It's not a coincidence. Shtel Zichfar, if there are two people fighting about a Mekach Memkar, assumes the Gemara, the Moicher is around also. So Frekti Gemara asked the Moicher, careful, what do you ask him? I would have said, ask him who you were makne it to. It's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say, v'nishal le Moicher le mi hikne. The Gemara says, follow the money. V'lech zizuzi l'man nokat. Pass this, because the assumption is, if one of them gave money, he probably was makne to that one. But you know what? We did this yesterday. What if Taka, out of the box, the Moicher, all seriousness, comes and says, Reuven gave the money, but I b'chol zeh was makne to Shimon. Would the Moicher be believed, possibly? Maybe. Possibly. But according to Rashi, that was the Gemara's kasha. Now let's just quickly be misakim Rashi. Rashi shita is based on the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Gimel that there is a nemonos called Baal HaMekach. We gave a dugma, a chaya. A midwife is nemen about who gave birth, which mother with the baby. Dayon is nemen about what happened in the Din Torah. And similar, the guy in the middle of the storm, the Moicher, is nemen. It's a new din. Maybe you're the Rabbanon, maybe you're the Raisa, but it's a din that you believe. There are rules. If the Moicher received money from both buyers, and he's not even holding it anymore, and the two buyers walked out on him already, that's just too much balagan. And there's no rule of them on this Baal HaMekach. But if it's still Mekhoi B'Yodoi, or Even if it's not Mekhay B'yadai, but only one gave money, then he still didn't lose it. So he remembers and is aware, and he's going to be believed. If that's true, so according to Rashi, Frek the Gemara, by Mekach u'Memkar, how could you say something like the Mishnah by Mekach u'Memkar? What does the Mishnah say by Mekach u'Memkar? Yachloiku b'shvua. Frek the Gemara, why is it Yachloiku b'shvua? Ask the Moicher, and if the Moicher supposedly, Lamashal says it was Reuven's, we'll give it to Reuven. Totally. Ayetz dinei mominus. Appreciate the Nakuda. Ayetz dinei mominus. Why is the din going to be? Why is the din going to be that you totally give it to Reuven? Ein eid echad neman b'dinei mominus. Totally to give it to Reuven. Teretz says, yeah, there's an amonus of Balamek. And as Rashi conveniently explained in sync with the why, with the Gemara and Kedushin and our sugya, that the Hamamina thought that only one gave the money. So, Frek the Gemara, catch on. Only one of them gave the money. Ask the Maker who's the one that gave the money. He'll be believed, totally believed, and give it to that guy. So what does the Gemara answer according to Rashi? Hakab Mayaskina that he gave money, both gave money. Okay. Bavarn's Rashi, we still believe. Yeah, but not when it's Shnayim Oyfson. That's too much. He's not even holding it anymore. The two of them are holding it. They both gave money. Too much info, too much data. He doesn't know. And he's not even believed. And what's going to be the din? In all honesty, Rabbi Yisai, we need a maskana now. If it's Shnayim Oyfson, they both gave money, and the Moicher, whether he's asked or not, donates this information that he says, I remember, he tells you, I remember clearly, Reuven is the one that gave me the money, midaiki, and I wanted to be marked to him. Is he going to believe as Baal HaMekach? No. So what do? Yechloik. Why is he believed as Nerechot? In Rashi, and we ended in Rashi with this kashi yesterday. Let him chutz be believed as Nerechot, and that's a shtickle problem. Ad kan shitas Rashi, although we'll come back to it maybe. Toisvis, step one in Kedushin Moa Befirish Barichus, but that's Avada, the platform for his shita here. Shitas Toisvis is, ain't no such thing as an emanus of Baal Mekach Be'etzim. In even the best case scenario, a Moicher, who is the Mechiris, the Chayfetz is still in his hands, and he only got money from one, and he wants to say, I want to tell you who the one guy is, and I want to be an emanus Baal Hamekach. Toisvis says, ain't no such thing as the Manas of Al-Nekach. But, and the Olam was right about this, Taisa says if it's still in his hands and he only got money from one, of course he's believed. He's believed because he has a migu, a biyada. He can keep it for himself. He can keep it and give it to that guy. He can do whatever he wants. So he's believed as migu. But Taisa's Bavarns, the Manas of migu is very limited. You can't say that Reuven gave the money and Shimon got it and all kind of things like that. How does Taisa learn our sugya though, based on the fact that Taisa learns there's no such Manas of Balamekat? So Taisa says, no. When you're asking the Moicher, who gave you the money? Who are you makna to? And the Moicher, what's the word? Cooperates and says, yeah, it was Reuven. Okay, so he says it's Reuven. We can't believe him. We should still do Yachalaiku. Says Taisa, you're right. Just two details are going to change. One is, whereas if there wouldn't have been an Eid Echad, what would the Pesach be? Yachalaiku with a Shvua. Now, Reuven, who is Misuyua, the Moicher is being Misayaya, that Reuven is the guy, gets upgraded that he doesn't have to swear at all, and Shimon has to swear a Shvua Deraisa. What's a Shvua Deraisa? What's the difference? Which Shvua Deraisa? Shvua is Eid Echad. There's a din. Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. But who cares? You know what? I don't even know what the answer to this is. Shnayim Oyfson and Metalis by Metzia, they both have to swear Shvua Derabanan? One of them doesn't swear. He does. He says, I don't want to swear. What's the din? I don't want to swear. One of them says, yeah, no problem. He swears. The other one says, I don't want to swear. He gets his half anyways? Why not? And if yeah, then what? Shvua is a suggestion? I don't know. The repercussion that when you don't swear, you really pay is called mitoich. Amaratus-wise, let's assume mitoich is by the rises with a retainer that I don't know yet. All the sugyas of Shvua, we'll see them on the Gimel Dalet Hay. I don't even know what's supposed to be by a regular Shnayim Oyfson if one, or even both, say, I don't want to swear. But what about now? Taisa says, when the Moicher is Misayeya to Reuven gets a good deal. He doesn't even have to swear. Why? Eid Echad Pater's Shvua. Shimon, upgraded, has to swear Shvua Deraisa. Now, Shimon doesn't swear. What's going to be now? Shimon doesn't swear. Now it's a derisive geshvua. What's Shimon? How much? Then Ruvim will get everything. And that's probably included in Tosfos. Shimon has to swear for derisive. I'm going to theorize the Tosfos and then mostly focus on this part of the Tosfos. Tosfos then says, but if the kasha was just ask the moicher al seid echad, and you know what? I want to add something Tosfos doesn't say. Why dafka the moicher? Let's say there were four other customers in the store. You know, it was a store that was selling talesim on sale, and most of them were already sold the past few hours. This was the last talis, two guys. All right, that was the story that we staged yesterday. Maybe there were a few other customers also, and ask them. They could also be potential eight echads, and they can. Like Tosfos, there's nothing special about the moicher. Just it was mistaber. The moicher does know. But Tosfos says, who went in? The Gemara could have answered. The Moicher wasn't around. And even more important, according to Tosfos, I forgot this. According to Tosfos, what's the Gemara's teretz? That he took money from both. And therefore what? Still, let him be believed. He is. The Gemara just means he probably doesn't remember. And someone asked me, and he's probably right. Let's say only one guy gave the money. But the Moicher says, I don't remember. The Moicher has amnesia. Also good. Just b'derech klal, if it was one money, he would, yeah, remember. So the Gemara makes a normal case. Why doesn't he remember? Too much details. But according to Tosfos, the Gemara says, v'lo yada. And according to Tosfos, who adin if the Moicher is just not there? But then the Ri is the clincher. He says, and it's a vad emes lamita, the pshat and hemshet of Tosfos. The Ri has a new pshat. He says, I don't care if the Moicher is not there. The Gemara never meant to ask the Moicher. The Gemara meant to ask the two of them. All right, only one gave the money. Let them mutually agree who gave the money, and that he should win. Says the Gemara, no, they both gave the money. I want to talk now about the idea that Tosfos says. When an Eid Echad, the Moicher, or any Eid Echad, I like saying that, or any Eid Echad for the matter, says that Reuben is the winner, Reuben is the one that really bought it, Reuben is the one that deserves the talis. He's only an Eid Echad. We won't hands down give Reuben the talis, but we will change the rules. Whereas in a regular case, they both swear a shvur d'rabbanon, now the rules are going to be different. Reuven's putter from shvur, Shimon has to swear shvur d'iraisa. I want to ask Rabbi Yossi, along the shakasha that's negeya to shnayim oichzim, in general, not just, did we ever clear the chakira, shnayim oichzim, they're both holding it by the karkasta, how much is each one holding it? I want to use a color code. Do I remind if we use a color code? Yeah, it's nothing. Is the pshat that each one's holding half? That means Reuven's holding his blue half and Shimon's holding his red, his green half. Or no, each one's holding the whole thing, meaning it's totally blue and totally green, which we call gray. By the way, if they're both totally holding it, when each one gets half, he's being noitel, he's taking, or he's just keeping? I want to be very clear about this because we're going to talk about this a dozen times this time. If you go blue-green, or if you're yeshivish, you say chetzi-chetzi, then when Reuben ends up getting his blue, he's keeping his blue. He's not taking. He's just partially keeping it. And Shimon is keeping his green. If it's totally gray, then L'chaira, it's like a little bit confusing. Each one's taking and also keeping, but it's like also taking, maybe. Kapi ma'atvar ma'murim. Rabbi said, this is an important announcement. Shnai moichs in the palace, they both swear. Is it? I want to call it Chakira. I think I did already, but in this format, it's a very important nekuda. Is it a shvuas hanoitlin or a shvuas haneftarin? But I want to explain what that means. We are going to be talking a lot about Shavuos coming up. There's so many Shavuos. I want to know a few basic rules that we need to know. A Shavuos d'oraisa, always, by definition, is a Shavuos haneftarin. You end up keeping something. Someone says you owe me money and he has an Eid Echad. You have to swear against the Eid Echad and then you can keep your money. Someone says you owe me 100 and he admits only 50, so it's Moed b'miksas. The part that you're being koifer, you have to swear, and then you can keep. A shvua allows you to keep. Don't make this mistake. A shvua d'oraisa, by definition, always, is a shvua haneftarim. But sometimes, midrabanan, there are shvuas. And by midrabanan, sometimes, not always, but the shvua is a shvua haneitlin. If you swear, we'll let you take something. So I want to clear an innocent chakira. I hope I don't step into the balagan here. When, by classic shnayim oichsin, each one swears, and then keeps his or takes the other guys. What? You have a colorful answer? Yeah, you're scared to say, I know, everyone's scared to say, but there's a colorful answer over here. If you learn that together of Shnayim Oichsim is blue and green, then Avada, what's the Emet? Chetzi Chetzi, the Chaluk, the Mukzakis is Bechetzioi, Reuben is being Mukzak on his blue half, Shimon is being Mukzak on his green half. But we say, fine, but you gotta swear. We even ask, why do you have to swear? We're gonna get there, but you have to swear. But after each one swears, what kind of shvua is he doing? A shvua that lets him keep his pot. Mashi Enkin, if you learn, each one's holding the whole thing. a little sticky. Reuven's holding the whole thing. So the half that he's keeping, he's for sure keeping, he was holding the whole thing. Yeah, but Shimon was also holding the whole thing. So then, Ulai, maybe you can call him a Shavuos HaNoitvim. Does the Olam have a Hachra? Whether classic Shnayim is in a Shavuos HaNoitvim or Shavuos HaNaftarim? Don't be frightened. You know what the answer is? The answer is, it's told in the famous Chakir of Chetzi Chetzi and Kuli Kuli. Who holds what? That's a big balagan. We're going to see. It's unfortunate, or fortunate, or gishmak, that this Chakir, whether it's 50-50 or 100-100, is a machlekes tanoyim, amiroyim, achroinim, and rishonim. It's all. And we're going to keep on using it, and I apologize. But we're going to do that. Yeah, I know. We're going to do that.
Let's say half the palace is red, half is Reuven says he wants the red part.
You can't talk about the red part. They both were running and just picked it up. It's not clear. There's no clarity. We're going to continue. We'll see.
Why can't you say, I thought I was going to pick up a red thing? That's what he said.
It's not red. Oy, the mushel, it's not red. It's blue and green. But the mushel of blue and green was only lesabres ha'oizen. In the halomdis of when they picked it up, it had to be miyachas the chetzim. I used colors. I could have used numbers. I could have just used hachetzim shalruven if I was more, you know.
Nice. Well, I thought I was picking up this. But you're not. Thinking, that, if they're not the same.
Those ideas we'll talk about on the chetz. Now, what's the emes? Is it a shvuas anoitim or shvuas anaftarim? It's totally in the chakir of 50-50. Rabbi said, I have a crisis, and it's a kasha on the gra, and maybe I'll say it there, but I want them to appreciate the crisis. It says that if an Erechah comes in, then what do we do? Instead of them both swearing a Shvur Rabbanon, Reuven doesn't swear at all. Shimon swears a Shvur Deraisa. If Shimon is swearing a Shvur Deraisa, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, Shvur Deraisa behagdara must be Shvur's Hanaftar. Must. Now, when it says that Reuven's potter from the Shvur, which did, which klal, which tool did we use to pat the Reuven from the Shvur? The Mishnah says, by Shnayim Erechsim, you have to swear. Who cares if Reuven has an Eid Echad? Why should Reuven suddenly not have to swear? We said it's totally in a famous sugya called Eid Echad Misayeya, Pater's a Shvur. Are we doing that sugya now? No, we're doing it on the foot. But I want to talk about it a little bit. The idea of Eid Echad Misayeya Pater's, Midarais Eid Echad is Mechayim a Shvur. So a lot of Rishonim say, okay, catch on, same idea, Eid Echad could Pater a Shvur. Which Shvur does Eid Echad Pater? Huge balagan of Rishayim. Some say only Shvur Deraisa, only Shvur Derabanan, only this kind, only that kind. There's so many rules and regulations of when and how we apply Eid Echad Misayeya, which I'm not doing. I think in the Maror Mekaymus we actually brought the Mechaber and Simon Pei Zayin on the bottom of the Amid Beis of the Maror Mekaymus, Machleksim about it. But I want to zoom into one specific topic. There's a Shaila whether Eid Echad Misayeya even works for Shvur Hanoitla. Think about it. Shvur Hanoitla means you're really allowed to take something. But then Chazal said, no, don't take unless you swear. What, and an Eid Echad can say you're potter, and then you can just take? So it's a big shaila. Does Eid Echad Misayeya even potter you from having to do a Shvuos HaNoitvim, and then we just let you take? I'm not doing justice to this shaila. It's a huge machlokes, but I'm quoting you a Gra. The Gra says, amongst his rayas, back and forth, whether Eid Echad Misayeya potters even a Shvuos HaNoitvim, he says he has a raya from Baba Metzia, Beis of the Beis, Toysvis Dimra Masrael Velechzi. Because Toysvis Dimra Masrael Velechzi says, in Rabbeinu Tam, in Toisvus is Pshat, doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam, but in Toisvus Pshat here, that when the Eid Echad says it's Reuven's, that patters Reuven from a Shvur. Says the Gra, you see that Eid Echad patters even the Shvur's HaNoitlin. Does that tell me that the Gra perceived Shnayim Oitzim like Noitlin? Yes. But then how a minute later does Toisvus say that the other guy says a Shvur Deraisa? I thought Shvur Deraisa by definition is categorized as a Shavuos HaNaftarim. Make a decision. How do you perceive Shnayim Oitzim? We have a crisis. How can you in one sentence say that when an Erechah comes, the guy that has the Siyua is Potter, and the girl gets excited and says, you see from here that even Shavuos HaNaftarim is Potter. And then a minute later you say, and the other guy, Shimon, has to swear Shavuos HaNaftarim. How do you perceive a Shnayim Oitzim? As a Noitlin or as a Naftarim? It's a problem. The truth is, I should really let this problem sink in over a period of a few hours. That's really the truth. And maybe I should, but we're going to say a kivun of a machshava. When you want to perceive Shnayim Oitzim, be'etzim, is it Noitlin or Niftarin? If it's blue-green, it's Niftarin. Reuven blue is keeping his, Shimon green is keeping his. If it's kulay, they're not. And Avada, what do we see from the Gra? The Gra perceived it as kulay. Because he said that when Reuven is potter from the Shvur, he's potter because he's potter from Shvur's HaNoitvim. But that same Eid Echad now looks at Shimon and says, Shimon, you want to get your half? You want to take your half? No, I'm an eid echad. And you have to challenge me. And until you swear, you have to swear shvur deraisa. Shimon is saving, fighting for his life now. He's sach hakol swearing a shvur deraisa to be able to keep the half that he's supposed to get. That could be called a shvur haneftarim. It's not a stira. The gedder of shnayim oichsim is a shvur haneitlin. But the shvur deraisa that he would have to swear is a shvur haneftarim. Now, not everyone holds eight echad misayeya paters. Did we say that? That it's a huge machlokes rishonim, and there are rayos lakana lakana that we're going to discuss on that vav. But there's one kasha I want to discuss now. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why does the Mishnah say, and I did this the first day of this man, but maybe the Oyvah will appreciate it more now from the context. The Mishnah, the last line says, Yachloik b'shvua, but bisman shehem moedim, they both agree, they picked it up together, poshav chav. Oy sheyesh lahem eidim. What does it mean? Yesh lahem eidim. Tupshatim. Either one kat of eidim that they picked it up together, or two separate kitas. Reuben has a kat of eidim that he picked it up. Shimon has a kat of eidim that he picked it up. And therefore, you're without a shvua. For Ek Rabbi Kiveger, why do you need two eidim? One eid should be enough. If eid echad patters a shvua, it should say bisman sheyesh lahem eid. Now, it's really not fair because there are many mishnayos over shas that say eidim. And really, one aid would be enough if this is true. And the Rosh already asked the Kasha. Rabbi Kveger is asking, why did the Rosh quote like four other Mishnayos everywhere else and not here, like in front center over here? The Mishnah says Aidim. We dealt with that on the first day of this month. What did we say? We said a few options. We said maybe Aidim Gufa means each one has one aid. Yesh Lahem Aidim, each one has one aid. No. But that's an issue we'll have to deal with. Now, the next step is a little bit confusing. Yeah, it is a little bit confusing. B'siyata d'shma, I'm going to try to make it not confusing. But if you concentrate, on you'll appreciate the nakuda of the thing. I'll start simple. Shnayim oichazim, how much does each one get? Regardless of the colors. Shnayim oichazim, zayim or kulishli, yachloiku, shvua, 50-50. Zayim or kulish, zayim or chetzi, three quarters and a quarter. We're familiar. Comes the ktsois with a fascinating chiddush. Let's first say the Chiddush of the Ksois. I have a lot of kashas on the Ksois that Achrayim talk about, but let's talk say the Etzem Ksois. What's the din if it's Shnayim Oichzim and one of them has an Eid Echad? I mean, we're talking about this the whole time. One of them has an Eid Echad. What did we say? What significance is there that the Eid Echad does? Two things. The Eid Echad says, what does the Eid Echad say? The Eid Echad says it was Reuven. Who is the Eid Echad? The Meicher himself, a different customer in the store, a random passerby by the Metzia, but he's an Eid Echad, a kosher yid. And he says, I saw Reuven pick it up first, Reuven paid for it first, Reuven is the, it's Reuven, Reuven was Eirigit, it's Reuven. By the way, that would be a fun case. Reuven says, I found it, Shimon says, I found it, and then the Eid Echad says that Reuven was Eirigit. Right, the Eid Echad is like, not Shimon, it's the Eid Echad. But you reckon with such a thing? Okay. Now we said maybe the Eid Echad paters the guy from Shvur, but that's totally in the golden rule where the Eid Echad paters a Shvur. Not everyone holds like that. But let's say you don't hold to that. Let's say there are Rishonim like that. Eid Echad is only Mechayim a Shvur. Ain't no such thing that an Eid Echad paters a Shvur. Careful. So what's going to be the din if an Eid Echad says it's Reuven's? Remember, again, assuming that you're a Rishonim, I'll tell you a name, Baal Hamar, yeah, that's what he holds actually. That Eid Echad never patters a Shvur. So what's going to be the din when an Eid Echad says it's Reuven's? Is Reuven going to be patter from Shvur?
No.
But will Shimon have to swear Shvur deraisa?
Yes.
That possibly, yeah. But who cares? Shvur deraisa, Shvur derabon, what's the nafkamina? It's what's the nafkamina?
Is that
enough
that we would not ask that then? Is that basically meaning we wouldn't say Belatsi Zuzi if that was the upshot?
Yes. We wouldn't say Belatsi Zuzi. We need a more significant nafkamina. Now, the Baal Hamar says, Reuven's not going to have to swear. We just said he holds eight echad doesn't pater. I know, but by Shnayim Oichzim, who has to swear? Classic Shnayim Oichzim? Both. Like, separate him and separate him? No, it's a joint effort. You said this far the other day. Bezdin wants to clarify, give them both a shvur. If Shimon is b'mechoyim a shvur deraisa, he doesn't need a shvur derabanan. So we're not going to give one to Reuven either. Not because we're pressing the red button and the green button. Not because we're pressing the button of Eid Echad Meseyeh Pater. That we don't hold on. But if Shimon's going to have to swear Shvur Deraisa, so then we don't need to implement a mutually equal Shvur Derabana for both. And Reuven will become Pater because we're not going to implement it. But the Ksois comes and says, that's not enough for me. I want a Nafkamina, not just Shvur. You know, there's a Nafkamina Shvur Deraisa. Maybe you light candles when you do a Shvur Deraisa. Yeah. But that we need something more. Says the Ksois, the Oilm has Tal Kop, this is Mamish Me'in Oilm Hazar, this is Cheshbonon. It's so Gish, everything is Gishmak, but this is Gishmak. Put away the colors because it's going to get confusing with the colors. But classic Shnaimoyksim, Zerim Rekuli, Zerim Rekuli, how much does each one get? 50-50. So Reuben is expecting to get his 50, the blue pot. Shimon is expecting to get his 50, the green pot. They're getting ready, each one is about to swear. An Eid Echad comes in. What does the Eid Echad say? Will be consistent that it's Reuven's. He's only an Eid Echad. But who has to swear Shvuah Deraisa?
Shimon.
What is the Shvuah Deraisa that Shimon has to swear? That the whole palace, what is the Eid Echad saying?
That this is Rabbi Zikberi.
The Eid Echad is saying the entire palace is Reuven. What does Shimon have to swear? When Eid Echad comes against you, you gotta go swear against him. What does Shimon have to swear for the protocol? That the entire talus is his. Correct? Reuven says it's totally his. Shimon said it's totally his. The Eid Echad, who could be the moicher or a random customer, says, or passerby, it's Reuven's. Shimon, for the protocol, has to swear that the entire talus is his. Does he? Will he? What does he swear? No, not will he. How much does Shimon swear? Fancy, chetzi. Says the Ksois. What was he really supposed to swear for the Deraisadika protocol? The entire talus. How much of it did he swear? Only half. So the half that he didn't swear, I forgot which color it is, but the half that he didn't swear is a write-off. Mitoich. Mitoich that he didn't swear. Who gets it? Reuben, and then they should split the second half. And what should the numbers be? Three quarters and a quarter.
Lemaisa, a practical nafkamina could also be that if one shvuah is a deraisa, one's there abam. So let's say Reuven now has to give a shvuah deraisa.
Shimon has to give a shvuah deraisa.
Shimon's giving a shvuah deraisa. Shimon, because it's deraisa, should probably go first.
First, okay. We want something first. I don't want candles, and I don't. I don't want candles. I want first. I want a nafkamina on the talus. But I want a nafkamina on the talus.
Whoever came, you don't want to go first.
We will continue. We're not finished. If it would have been Shnai Mikes, then how much would each one get? 50. Reuben has an Eid Echad that looks at Shimon and says, you have to swear the entire thing. How much is Shimon swearing? Because that's how much he's getting. Half. So the half that he didn't swear, Mitoich. Who gets it as a write-off? Reuben. How much is left to split? A quarter only. Half and half of a quarter. So how much does Reuben get? Only a quarter. How much does Shimon get? Only a quarter. Zotik Sois! That's what the Gemara means. Velechzi zuzi manokat. That's what the Gemara means. Velechzi zuzi manokat. Let an Eid Echad come in, but we ain't finished the game. If there's an Eid Echad, it's Mechayev Shvuah. Shimon has to swear on the whole thing. He's only swearing half. Half is a write-off. We split the second half. He only gets a quarter. And the Ktsois stops there. And my first of five questions is, why does the Ktsois stop there? If the din is going to be that Shimon only deserves a quarter, so how much is he going to swear? How much is he going to swear? Let's do it slowly. How much is he going to swear?
A quarter.
A quarter. And therefore, how much did he did not swear? Three quarters.
Right off. Paradox.
No, it's a galgal achayz until the end. Three quarters goes to Reuven. They only split a quarter. He only gets an eighth. He only swears an eighth. So he gives up on 7/8. So he has to split the eighth, and he gets a 16th, and it goes on and on, and he gets nothing. But the Ksois doesn't say that. He stops it at a quarter, and I don't know why. Now, this Ksois should sound vaguely familiar. We already did this in a different front, by Moediv Mixas, by Zayimer Kulay, and Zayimer Chetzi. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a similar question. It's only Chetzi, so he's admitting half, so they should split a quarter, then he should only get a quarter, and over there also we went on and on. Because we're only giving him half. We're not giving him half.
Why?
Because we're not giving him half. We're only giving him half. Even if he does swear, he's only going to get half. You can't swear more than what you're going to get. In a regular case of Eid Echad, when you have an Eid Echad, it says you owe me 100. He says no. The Eid Echad says you swear on the full 100. But here you're only swearing on a half because you're only getting a half. I'm going to explain it.
He's doing the shvua that they're asking.
Yeah, that's another problem. So I want to ask a whole bunch of questions on the Ksois. The Oilam was Meyer over here in a Kud. I want to clarify. In a classic case of Eid Echad, all the money's on the table. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe anything. And Eid Echad says, Reuven's right. So what does Shimon have to swear on the entire 100? But Taka, he has to swear, and if he swears, he gets the entire 100, and if he doesn't, there's Mitoyah. Over here, it's a quasi case, because the talus is anyway supposed to be Yachloiku. In the system of Yachloiku, but now suddenly he has to swear Shvua Deraisa. Again, what did the Ksois do? He has to swear on the whole, he's only swearing on half. Half is a shift over right off, they split it at a quarter. What was my first question? Do it again and again and again and again till zero. End the first question. Another question. We're only making him swear on half because we're making the rules. It's not his fault. Why should there be mitoich on the other half? This is the instructions he's being given. Mitoich is when you like, b'sha'at nefesh, don't swear. That's what he's being told to do. A third question. A third question. Did he chach swear on half?
Yeah.
So give it to him. Who says he's swearing on the half that he's not getting and split a quarter? There's a half that he didn't swear? I know, it's green. Give it to the green guy. Let him keep the half that he did swear. Why are we doing this?
Racism.
No, I hear. Maybe that's how the Ksais understood. Maybe that's how the Ksais understood. The Nesivus has another kasha. Did Shimon go against the Eidecha partially at least? Swearing on half?
Yeah.
Eidecha Bala Miksas, the Bala Kula. That should suffice it. You went against the Eidecha. There are also other similar questions, but I want them to appreciate the mechanism. What was unique about this case? What? All the dinim of Eidus. Now, to be mechayev the shvuah. What was unique about this case, and Rabbi said, I'm going to throw you now a new case. It's moiridik what's going to happen over here. In a classic case of Eidechad, Reuben says, Shimon, you owe me $100. I lent you $100. He says, I don't owe you anything. He brings in an Eidechad. How much does Shimon have to swear on the full 100? How much is at stake? The full 100. If he doesn't swear, he loses the full 100. What was the chav of him by Talis? Because only half of it was at stake. And that's Kufra Abikur. Okay, so he swore on half. Give him the half. Well, no, the Ksai says no. He only swore on half. Shift over the other half. Rabbi says, I have a case where not even half is at stake. I'll tell you a very interesting story. Hashabbos Aveda. A guy found an Aveda. Comes in Reuven and gives a Simon. Who gets it? Don't be scared. Who gets it?
Reuven.
Shimon also gives a Simon before the guy relinquished it to Reuven. Shimon also gave a Simon. Who gets it now? It's famous Gemara. Daf Chof Ches Simonim v'Simonim Yaniach. What does the Shomer do? Keeps it by himself. Yehimunach. First Gemara. Simonim v'Simonim. Reuven has a Simon. Shimon has a Simon. Ve'Eidechod. Reuven also has an Eidechod. Careful. Reuven has an Eidechad also that says it's his. Nu asma. What do you do now? Yehei munach. Does Shimon have to swear? Careful, think about what's going on over here. Reuven gave a Simon, Shimon gave a Simon. Right now, frozen at that, Simon v'Simon, what's the din? Yehei munach. How much is Shimon getting?
Zero.
But how much, like, choser firgun, how much is Shimon gaining that Reuven's not getting? The full 100, yeah? Now, Reuven has an Eidechad. Zok the Gemara? Zok the Gemara, it remains Yehei Munach.
He's not going to swear to get himself to Yehei Munach.
How about that? There's a Machloikis Rosh and Rambam. The Rosh over there says, Shimon has to swear. There's an Eidechad that says it's Reuven's. And if Shimon doesn't swear, who gets it?
Reuven.
Totally Reuven. And if Shimon Shkayach Shtel Su and swears, who gets it? Yehi
Munach.
Thank you. Yehi Munach. Wow, again. Simonim, the Simonim. But Reuven also has an Eidechad. The Gemara Beferer says Yehi Munach. But the Rosh says, Yehi Munach. After he swears. The Rambam went to his. The Rambam, most Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin. Shimon doesn't have to swear. You only have to swear if you're swearing to get it. He's not getting it anyways. You get it? That was okay. Does this Machloikis Rosh and Rambam have to do with the Ksois? Let me explain what I mean. Classic Eidechad, all the money's at stake. Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon is Makrish, Koy for a call. But then there's an Eidechad like Reuven. Everything is at stake. And there it's very clear. If Shimon will swear, he'll get all the, he'll be potter and not have to pay any of all the money. If he doesn't swear, mitoich, he pays all the money. We got confused though in a case when the din at stake is anyways a potential yachloiku. So Shimon anyways is only fending for half. And then there's an Eidechad. And we have this vikuach. The Ktsoi says, he has to swear. And if he doesn't swear, and he is swearing, but he only swears on half, so it's a write-off on half, and he only gets half, and then you split it to a quarter, and we continue to both. And similarly, when nothing is at stake, because it's Yehemunach anyways, and the emphasis is it's a machlokes Russian Rambam. Does this Russian Rambam have to do with the Psois? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, many have heard a talk about it, but Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, I'm going to leave this for them to try to work it out, both ways says that it's not Tzushta, and I'll explain. Even the Rush who holds you have to swear by Yehemunach, possibly will hold, yeah. To salvage the Yehemunach, everything is at stake, you have to say, you have to swear, even though you're not getting it, but you're getting that he's not getting it. Mashenkin by Yachloiku, since the din is Yachloiku, only half is what's on his table. And there's also a Sfar Fakir. Even if by Yehemunach you don't have to swear, but maybe the Ksais is right by Yachloiku. Why? Among the Shavart. Yes, Shimon only is having half. But why is he deserving half? Because he's tiny Kula. And his tfisa gray is on kula. If it wouldn't be, he wouldn't get half. He'd be getting a quarter. So he does in lum this need kula to get to the half. That's a svara lakan u lakan. Now, if you weren't confused yet, I have a cute shayla. Hahu arva! Zeoi meshel avoisai! Zeoi meshel avoisai! Kula kuloi! What's the din? We know that. What's the din? Kodo and gavar. Why? My snom, he snai, metalis? Machlaik, vaderamai, oichzen, taking sides, fine. What's the din? Zayim Mishal Avoysai, Zayim Mishal Avoysai, and one of them has an Eidechad. One of them has an Eidechad.
Hold on.
You have to swear to retain a You have to swear to retain a Kol Dolam Gavar?
Why not?
Because maybe you only have to swear to keep something else. We just cleared, is there an Eidechad? Is there an Eidechad Legabi Yechloiku? We cleared, is there an Eidechad Legabi Yehemunach? Eidechad Legabi Yechloiku was the Kesais. Eidechad legabi Yehemunach was by Simon and B'Simon, it was a machlokes Rosh and the Rambam. And now I'm clearing, what's the din of Eidechad plunked on a Kol Dolam Gavar situation? Interesting shayla. Maybe that's the Hisgabrus. I was thinking of that also, it's a legit svara. I want to fear eyes the shita of the Rif in the Sugya, Be'ezer Hashem, on the next year, we're going to be starting the sugya of the famous sugya of Leima Maslisin Loike Benanas. It's a musig, Leima Maslisin Loike Benanas. But a wrap up on this sugya, there's a lot more, but I want to just speak out one more than the Nechuda, the Shitas of the Rif. The Rif, if the Olam looked it up, presented it, Kalapi Damar Makayim, is a fascinating Nechuda. We're doing Shnayim Oitzim. I mean, we are. And who's holding it by Shnayim Oitzim?
Reuben
and Shimon. We're familiar with them already. There was a Moicher. What was his name? We never said his name. Now, the Gemara asked, why don't you ask the Moicher who gave the money? And we had so many Pshatim, Rashi, Tosfos, the whole thing. The Rif holds that there is an Amonis of Baal HaMekach, like Rashi. But he knows Rashi's rules that only when it's in your hands or when one guy gave the money. But the Rif is Goyrus that when the Gemara answered they both gave the money, here's where there's a snag. Rashi was Goyrus, they both gave the money, and therefore he's not believed anymore, because if it's Shnayim Moishim and they both gave money, too much Balagan, not believed. But the Rif is Goyrus for La Yoda, that he just doesn't remember, but if he would be believed. And the Rif asks, why would he be believed? Hey, it's Shnayim Moishim, they both gave money, look up the Gemara and Kedushin, Ayin Gimel, which the Rif learns, Al Derech Rashi, checklist, double money, and Shnayim Moishim, not Biyara Moicher, not happening. Says the Rif, if I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed someone came over and told me this. But he says, only the case of Mitzia is Shnayim Oichzim. The case of Mekach Umemkar is not Shnayim Oichzim. It was Biyara Moicher. I mean, the Mishnah says Shnayim Oichzim. But that's what the Rif says. The Rif says, Shnayim Oichzim is for the case of Zeh Imarani Mitzasiyah. But the case of Mekach Umemkar? The case of Mekach Umemkar is when the Moicher is holding it. And then the Gemara has a good right to ask the Kasha. So believe the Moicher. It's in his hands. So Gemara, yeah, you could believe him, but he probably doesn't remember. If you remember, it would be never. Simple question I want to end off. Teres Chaim asks, other Achrayim, why is it Yachloiku? Let's go just quickly, Chazer, the rules and regulations from the first 3 days of Zman of what warrants Yachloiku. Like many are showing him what triggers the Yachloiku of our Mishnah. The most important rule is the Oichzin. But if the Rif, mind-boggling Kiddush, is that thing I in the Mishnah that it wasn't Oichzin, who's holding the Talis? The Meicher, and we discussed yesterday, you can't have... It's also Shnayim Oichzim and also the Meicher. We said already, that's exclusive, it can't be. We talked about it. But Why is it Yachloiku then Bechlam? So the Taras Chaim says it's because he's holding it for both of them, similar like we had by Mona Shlishi. And the other option is maybe holds like the Riva. We had a Riva in Baba Basra that says that you don't need Oyxin. Maybe the Rif doesn't say, maybe holds like that.
There's no difference if it's on the
table. There's a Vade Rama here. No, there's no difference. There's a Vade Rama. No, it's Metichu Memkar. They both gave money. It's not a Vade Rama. You know why? I want to speak that out. If one gave money, and we don't know which one is Vade Rama, if they both gave money,
it's a dummy.
Yeah, but why? I want to explain the dummy. Because the dummy, we always explained when they were running for a talis, it's dust, you know, we're running it the first thing. But who are them? When you're in the store with the sale and the guy's thing, and both of them, each one really, that's how people think with the interaction. Each one really thought that he got the eye of the moniker and like he was
winked,
nice.
Winked
they, yeah, he winked at him. He did a double wink. Yeah, he fell asleep. He was a double wink. So, but that's with the dummy. That's with the dummy. And that's the shot. And it's not Vade Rami. It's not Oysa Bachach. Even though it's not Oysa, maybe it's able to be Yachleik. We're going to be starting Bezer Hashem. I strongly urge the to Chazer from the beginning again also, but also to prepare ahead, to this week to prepare ahead till the two dots on Gimel Amid Aleph. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, we will be davening Friday night the Oilam in the shul, Yotzei Chevron. It's in a building called Toldos Yitzchak. You can enter Toldos Yitzchak, Har Nof. We live in Har Nof. Har Nof is our mountain, so you can enter a building on more than one street. It's like multi-level. Am I confusing the Oilam already? So you can enter Toldos Yitzchak, the shul, either on Katzenellenbogen 7 or on Kablan 19 or Kablan 21. There's not really a number there. It's in between 25 and 17. Kablan 21. Now, if you enter, it's a huge Sephardi shul called Toldos Yitzchak. On Kablan, there's a lot of palm trees. If you enter on Kablan, go down a flight. If you enter on Katzenellenbogen, go up a flight. And in the middle of the building there is a minyan called Yotzei Chevron. If you show up before by Zman Hadlaka, no one will be there yet from the shul, so don't be worried. There will be a minyan, and Rabbi Roberg Schwer will probably be there. He davened there on Friday nights. Everyone should give a shout out and a nachas support. This is where the shul is. Again, it's either on Katzenellenbogen 7 or Kablan 19. Kablan, you go down. Katzenellenbogen, you go up. We will be davening there Kabbalah Shabbos. Don't leave anything in the shul because the Sephardi minion upstairs locks the door and then you'll get your stuff stuck and like Ezra once had an experience. Talking from experience, yes. Mincha will be 20 minutes before Shkia. 20 minutes in Yerushalayim, the minute Yerushalayim is the light candles, 40 minutes before Shkia. Mincha will be 20 minutes before Shkia, 20 minutes after Zman Hadlaka. The Suda will be in my house in Kaplan 22. Sixth floor. If anyone, for whatever reason, doesn't daven with us, that's where the suda will be taking place afterwards. Kaplan 22, sixth floor. That's the information. Please try to work out, come with friends, make a taxi, but those are the addresses. I hope the information was clear. Good. We're looking forward to Meretz Hashem.
You must